Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, it'll be cloudy and breezy once again. We'll have a high today near 65. It's 59 right now in Kenosha, 57 Burlington, Milwaukee 59, 57 degrees in Racine. Well, some unusual weather along the southeastern Wisconsin Lake Michigan shoreline last evening brought out a lot of folks to go take a look and take some pictures, maybe some video, just stand there and go, wow, that's kind of cool. Reports initially surfaced about waterspouts on the big lake where the storm system was moving in a westerly direction, not the normal eastward migration. Ahead of the wind and the rain came some very interesting cloud formations and rainbows, and more than one of them.
We typically don't see the effect we had last night because when the clouds are moving from west to east, they move on by and that any effect doesn't last very long. But in this case, the western edge of the clouds was fairly stationary. And so as soon as the sun dropped, it was below the cloud levels essentially, but still above the horizon. And so it was lighting up the bottom of the clouds. And you get those tremendous effects where you can see every little filament of precipitation or cloudiness that extends below that cloud deck shining up in different oranges and yellows. And yet an hour before that, an hour after that, the same cloud deck just doesn't look the same.
AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams. The far end of Wisconsin Avenue in Racine, north of the water treatment plant, and across from the DeKoven Center, lined with vehicles, some folks getting out for a clear look at the lake and all that was happening with it. And then came the rain and the clouds and the wind, and that ended that. A suspect identified by Kenosha police in three bank robberies that occurred September 13th within the span of about 35 minutes. A warrant issued for the arrest of 26-year-old Jubilee Braithwaite on charges of armed robbery of a financial institution. Police say that he should be considered armed and dangerous, and anyone coming in contact with him should immediately contact law enforcement. Robbed back on the 13th, the Chase Bank branches on Washington Road and 6th Avenue, as well as the Johnson Bank on 60th Street. The man identified in the surveillance video wore a blonde wig and implied having a weapon, though none was displayed. U.S. Bank is offering a reward of up to $10,000 for information leading to the arrest of the person responsible for robbing their branch office in Franksville September 17th. Bank officials hoping their reward effort will aid in the arrest and the conviction of anybody responsible for that crime and to underline the seriousness of it. A man wearing a hat and dark glasses handed a note to a teller demanding money just before noon that Saturday. Left the bank on foot. A canine unit searched but failed to turn up the suspect. Anybody who might have any information regarding this robbery is asked to contact Caledonia Police. In Milwaukee, the Common Council has announced a series of public hearings that will be held every Saturday in October for citizen input on development of a new crime prevention policy. It's going to start October 3rd, according to Alderman Bob Donman at City Hall, and conclude Pulaski High School on the 29th. Situation that says the mayor and the police chief, also the district attorney, all been invited to attend those hearings. Hope a lot of folks will turn out as well. 68-year-old Kenosha man in court yesterday. He was a volunteer at a city Catholic school. He was a retired public school teacher in Racine. This man is charged with possession of child pornography. Thomas DeFazio taken into custody by agents for the State Department of Justice on 10 counts. Investigators began to look at his online activities last year following a complaint from All Saints Academy where he was a volunteer. He'll be back in court October the 7th. DeFazio also ordered to have no contact with the school or the internet. He left Racine Unified back in 2003. Caledonia Police are asking for you to help name their dog. They've become the fourth law enforcement agency in the county to get a canine team. WRJN's Janet Hoff reports.
The as-yet-unnamed dog will start training soon with the department's first canine handler, Officer Corey Radke. A survey is currently underway to give the Caledonia canine a name with the choices of Thor, Zeus, or Louie. A link to the online survey is posted on the Village of Caledonia Police Department Facebook page. The department is also thanking the citizens, businesses, department leaders, village employees, and other local police agencies for helping make the new canine unit possible. Currently, the Racine and Mount Pleasant Police Departments and the Racine County Sheriff's Office have canine units on duty. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
WRJN News Time. The Mount Pleasant Village Board has approved a proposal by South Shore's Fire Chief Bob Steppen to bid on a used ambulance instead of buying a new one next year. At the meeting this week, Chief Steadman said that a new ambulance would cost about $220,000, and there's going to be funding in the proposed 2017 budget. But he also recently came across news about a 2004 MedTech ambulance being sold through a bidding process. Said this could replace the last ambulance that was in the former Sturtevant Fire Department's fleet.
The vehicle was owned by the Village of Sturtevant, and a modular ambulance box is a very different configuration from the four Village of Mount Pleasant modular ambulance boxes that were remounted during the last 2 years. And it's not a modular ambulance box that we would want to remount.
Chief Stebbin telling the board the remount would cost between $130,000 and $140,000, saving the two villages actually a substantial amount of money. Board went along with that and gave him the okay to go bid on that used ambulance. The scheduled reopening of State Street and Northwestern Avenue in Racine tomorrow, now being delayed for about a week. The reason? Well, it's rained a lot lately. The pavement markings have been delayed to get them down on the ground, and because they need signs up for the revamped traffic pattern with those two roundabouts, they've yet to arrive. City engineer John Rooney says they lost a couple of days with that rain. The pavement markings especially important with this project due to the roundabouts at Spring and West Streets and Albert and High Streets. The entire project, though, according to Rooney, is still more than a month ahead of schedule. It's an interactive transportation town hall coming up tonight, 7 o'clock. It's going to be held in Racine, one in Kenosha, in fact, in 71 of the 72 counties, sponsored by the Wisconsin Counties Association, the County Highway Association, the Towns Association, and the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. It's a goal of generating united support for solving the state's transportation shortfall.
To start informing people of, number one, the importance of transportation, and number two, how that transportation, if it's done well, interacts with people and jobs and growth. So the idea here is to start informing the public that if you have, for instance, a really good bus system that serves the industrial parks for three shifts, the likelihood is the people that are in the industrial parks can find more workers and the workers can more easily get access to work itself.
That's Mayor John Dickert. City, county, village, town officials all to be attending tonight's meetings, as well as members of the public invited. The county meeting in Racine at the Eisgrove Office Complex in Kenosha at the city's municipal building. Again, they start at 7 o'clock. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.